The Consolation of Geography. Though now and then, at 12, I bored myself, the way you do when you're back home from school, from boarding school, and missing all your friends, my mom, a former teacher, was adept at thinking of some things to do. Some books to read, although we only had a few dug out of missionary barrels or half-moldering in shelved humidity, or little tasks to keep me occupied. All books were scarce and precious things to her. A best love poems and some Bobbsey twins, the five little Peppers and how they grew, old Mother West Wind and her characters, Smiling Hill Farm and Treasures of the Snow, with some old Calvert correspondence books she'd used with Sharon, Paul, and Mark some years before, The Black Stallion, even Gone with the Wind, so packed with things I didn't understand. Or Giants in the Earth, Mom's favorite, hard. And then, for endless wandering around, our new World Book Encyclopedia. I'd cycle to the market or take notes to other missionaries across town and wait for their replies. A break from heat. There were no other missionary kids around just then or anywhere nearby. Robbie and Beth were long bus rides away, would reappear in school again or not. They might be in America by then. I didn't know, but just too far away. I wasn't all that comfortable in Thai, or not enough to make some local friends. And anyway, I would be going back to school in just a matter of some weeks. And then, to top it off, I was so shy. In spite of all that, yes, I tried, but found I could not be the trophy kind of friend that seemed these kids desired. I had no words for this, but couldn't find a way to play that simple way kids in their freedom do. It was too fraught with something. I don't know. And Mom was busy with a language school, new missionaries learning spoken Thai with her and a tireless local teacher in long, slow, melodious morning classes. Thai's musical, sophisticated ways of looking at the world, addressing it, are challenging for Westerners to learn. It doesn't have the tenses we apply in English and is spiced with nuances and senses, even silences we don't, not readily, without some coaching here. They had to learn to navigate the town, to make some market purchases and more, how not to blunder, how to show respect and how to listen, what to listen for, when to be formal or colloquial, and how to read the gestures that might go along with all of it at any time. The alphabet came much, much later on, the rich complexities of reading it and all the ornate rules of penmanship. After all that, you might be ready for the Bible and perhaps to preach and teach. But after all these pressures on her day, Mom took me on long, cooling evening walks around the old lagoon that had been dug out to create a lake there on the edge of town in those days, with a temple-like pavilion called a sala, floating on an island in the middle, catching breeze. I think they'd had some doubts about this place, our lake house. It was $25 a month, much more than they'd been paying for the haunted old hotel in town. But days and nights were much improved, without the smells and flies around that tannery next door, although some big mosquitoes drove us in as soon as evening breezes dropped away. We'd light a couple green mosquito coils and try to focus on the click of tiles for rounds of Scrabble when we stayed up late. Between Dad's trips to Bangkok to arrange for visas for new missionaries or to navigate them through bureaucracies, between his forays out to villages around the province in our old green Jeep on days when he was home, and in between some meetings or some letters pounded out like tattoos on some sheets of onion skin, his royal carriage hammering with dings, he'd drive us up the hills to waterfalls, where we would clamber high above the pools and pry off boulders, watch them rumble down, and cheer the way they cleaved the pool like bombs. and Mark was gone, I would have liked to see his Rocky Bombs and show what I could do. Dad said he'd done the same with Paul, our older brother, 15 years before. Home in the Jeep, we sang trios against the burning wind and flashed across the bridge that spanned the River Ping in sudden rain. I went by bicycle to fetch the mail, taking the key to P.O. Box 15. There would be letters, cards, or packages for us, and other missionaries too, and maybe even something there for me, addressed to Master Daniel Overgaard, Par Avion, or Fragile, Handle with Care. Delivering the missionaries' mail, I would be diplomatic, wait for stamps. Some brilliant ones from Germany, embossed Elizabeths and silhouette from Britain, and small, neat stamps from Stamp Neat Netherlands. I'd have a cup of tea with Uncle Jim, cajoling him to teach me how to drum, some of Aunt Ellen's airmailed Scotch shortbread, or Agnes's fruitcake from Canada. Lord, I could name them all, remember them. Werner would take me out to fly a kite beside the river. After it got dark, we'd fiddle with his shortwave radio and listen to the broadcast from Peking, those angry threats they hurled at running dogs. Some erudition from the BBC, or maybe if we stayed up very late, we'd catch the dusty melancholy twangs and jazzy voices of America.